AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is responding to remarks from President Trump claiming Maryland is to blame for the sewage spill in the Potomac River.
This is a Washington, D.C. pipe that exists on federal land.
Yeah.
How this has anything to do with Maryland, I have no idea. Like, I think he just woke up and just said, I hate Maryland, so I'm just going to introduce them into a conversation. This literally has nothing to do with us.
Earlier this week, Trump lashed out at Moore over what he said is a lagging response to a January pipe rupture that sent sewage flowing into the Potomac River, even though a District of Columbia-based water authority and the federal government have jurisdiction over the busted pipe. The military says a red, white, and blue color scheme championed by Trump will become the new look for Air Force One. In other news, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the arrest of former Prince Andrew.
A British police force has said it has arrested former Prince Andrew, now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The Thames Valley Police said Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was suspected of misconduct in public office. The force, which covers areas west of London, said it was assessing reports that the former Prince Andrew, Mountbatten Windsor, sent trade reports to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in 2010. The police force did not name Mountbatten Windsor, as is normal under UK law. But when asked if he had been arrested, the force pointed to a statement saying that they had arrested a man in his 60s. Karen Shamas, London.
Former South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was found guilty of leading an insurrection and sentenced to life in prison for his brief imposition of martial law in 2024. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Legal action has been taken against the EPA over the gas emissions rule change. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
A coalition of health and environmental groups is suing the Environmental Protection Agency. The lawsuit challenges the rescinding of a scientific finding that has been the basis for the U.S. regulating greenhouse gas emissions and fighting climate change. A rule finalized by the EPA last week revoked a 2009 government declaration known as the endangerment finding. It determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases threaten public health. The lawsuit says the findings supported common sense safeguards to cut climate pollution, including from cars and trucks. The lawsuit describes the EPA's action as unlawful. Mike Hempen, Washington.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.